Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
England have made history at Wembley, qualifying for their first ever Euros final. This is Euro Overnight Update by Optus Sport for Thursday, the 8th of July. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
It's England! England at last! English history! England into a European Championship final for the very first time!
England have defeated Denmark after extra time at Wembley to move into the final of Euro 2020. It was Gareth Southgate's side that came out of the blocks firing, but the Danes who opened the scoring courtesy of a stunning free kick by Mikkel Damsgaard.
Damsgaard! Oh, it's a diamond! That is Danish dynamite!
It was a lead that lasted a little over 9 minutes when an own goal by Danish captain Simon Kjær saw the scores levelled. In the second half, England had calls for a penalty waved away and looked the more likely to score. However, superb goalkeeping from Kasper Schmeichel saw the game progress to extra time. Harry Kane then became the hero for the Three Lions, scoring to secure a 2-1 victory.
Harry Kane and Kane again! Stop him if you can!
Former Premier League striker and Englishman Michael Bridges was understandably delighted about the result, speaking on Optus Sport's live match coverage.
Yeah, they have been singing Rich and it's that song, you know, it's coming home. But what it is, it's just about the hope that England have been given. So many years of hurt. There was only one man still around to watch that on our coverage. That was Mark Swarter back in the 66. he was the only one that was around to remember it. So all these years of hurt, mate, it's just been absolutely fantastic. England are through, but I've got to say, Denmark put up such a good fight.
Here's what England's Raheem Sterling had to say after the match.
Yeah, it's a top performance today. We had to dig in deep. It's the first time we've conceded in a tournament, and I thought we regrouped well and showed a good team spirit to come back and win the game.
On Monday morning, Italy and England will partake in the final of Euro 2020 at Wembley. Coverage will start at 4 a.m. Eastern, live and free on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.